Blog Talk Radio.
79-0, 50 knockouts, number one pound for pound in the world. Charlie Zono, your host today. Happy Easter Sunday to all my fans. Hey, I gotta make an announcement again. I'm leaving the United States in 2 days. I'm going to see my beautiful wife. I'm moving in with her. She got the house. We Skyped today, and what can I say? I'm the luckiest man in the world. And being the best boxer in the world, believe it or not, is my second best blessing. And my best blessing is my wife. But now, I got a questionnaire to answer. A lot of questions. Let's see. Who hits harder, Wilder or Derek the Giant? Derek the Giant. I beat both of them. I TKO'd Wilder with one punch, and I outboxed Derek the Giant in probably the greatest victory of my career. That and Javon, but I hit Derek with headshots, so I think, I don't know. I mean, both wins are great. What do we have them tied? But the thing is, Jill, I hit him with body shots. Derek, I hit him with body shots, headshots, jabs. I mean, that was just the only thing. I didn't knock him out. But, man, I'm telling you, you saw that haymaker that I hit Derek the Giant with at 202? Yeah. Watch that again. If I had a smaller glove, they made me take off my legendary gloves, you know, the ones that I knocked out. Maybe it was a senior with, the ones that I beat the John with, the ones that I beat Deontay Wilder with, the ones that I smashed that TV fighter, the UFC fighter. They were like, oh, those are too small. They're like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you fucking pussy about it. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, we signed the waiver. We signed contract, waiver, whatever, that I'm going to wear these gloves. I'm like, well, this is bullshit. Again, EJ is a fucking moron. He's a fucking scam artist. We signed it that I'm going to wear these gloves. We agreed that Derek has smaller gloves than me. We agreed that I'm going to wear my gloves. And at the last moment, they said that you have to take them off. He's like, you either take them off and wear the gloves they give you, or you're not going to fight Derek. I'm like, fuck, whatever. So I'm like, fuck it, put these fucking bigger gloves on me. I'll still beat his ass. They put on bigger gloves on me. He had 140 pounds on me, and I still fucked him up. I'm the greatest of all time. What the fuck? But yeah, who hits harder, Wilder or Derek? Derek the Giant hits harder. I'll tell you why. When I hit Wilder in the ring, he flew away, and we both punched each other. He threw some fucking bitch-ass punching. I landed like a millisecond quicker than Wilder. But his punch didn't faze me. The back of the head knockdown, that was like I said, back of the head knockdown. Yeah, I wasn't even hurt. That was just a fluke. That was a fluke. And before that, he didn't knock me down. He pushed me. But in the ring, I owned Wilder. I destroyed him. And now, so question number two. Now that you fought him once, do you think you could KO Southpaw Sill in a rematch? Do I think? I know I can KO him. I could have KO'd him that day. Now, let me explain. See, we boxed, and you saw how big that gym is. There's no ring that he had. See, Southpaw Sill, he's a smart boxer. He's an offensive fighter, and he's a defensive fighter. He's a mover. You know, he head movement. He's a southpaw. You know what I mean? Say, fuck southpaw. I'm a southpaw, too. You know what I mean? I'm southpaw, and I'm orthodox. I switched southpaw, and I punched him in the face. But see, to KO a guy like that without a ring, it's not easy. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? If we were to rematch in a ring, southpaw Sill gets knocked the fuck out. I seen him after. I was at Target. I seen him at Target. He was playing some fucking video games there. I came up to him. I'm like, wait a minute. You're that guy that I beat at the gym, man. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, oh, yeah, what's up? How you doing? Then I showed him the video of me being that jiu-jitsu fighter. And I told him, I'm like, yeah, man, I beat you, man. I fucked your shit up, man. I'm like, yeah, that's not a flash knockdown. That was a fluke, man. And I told him, I'm like, I beat you. He's like, yeah, you won. You did. And the thing is, he said it in a humble way that he admitted that he lost, and therefore I got to give him some credit, you know, Southpaw Sill. See, there you go. you know, they said that I would give other boxers credit. Well, he was my opponent, and let me tell you, this guy would definitely put Mayweather Jr. to sleep. You know, for a 175-pounder, he was pretty quick. He was a good opponent, good one, very good one. You know, the highlight reel moment of that fight was when I switched, because see, he's a clear southpaw. I switched southpaw. I had my hands down, and then I just go bam right in his face because I'm hands down the greatest of all time. Question number three. Which opponent did you personally dislike the most? Oh, it could. Andrew Hartley and DeJuan Daniels. You forgot to add Deontay Wilder. You forgot to add Michael Barsky and Jason Biscay. I hate them all equally. But if I was to pick one and say which one I hate the most, DeJuan. Because he got his ass handed to me. You know what I'm saying? He got his ass beat. I mean, that three-piece I hit him with, I fucked him up. In the ring, I fucked him up. Yeah, he landed too. With some weak punches. But I jabbed him in depth to the body. I jabbed him out, boxed him in the ring. And outside the ring, I kicked his ass. I snapped his fucking head. And then he choked me from behind because of what I just said, because I kicked his ass. That's why, it could, man. Oh, that piece of shit, man. I punched him so hard with that 1-2, man, that piece of shit. Listen, oh, it could. He's not even a fighter. He's just a fucking retard, man. That guy's, him, his brother, they're not real fighters. They're just clowns. It was like moral victories. I just had to. See, that's why when Chris Cook was calling me out, I was like, man, this guy is not even, I mean, come on. I beat Derek DeJohn. I beat Southpaw Soto. I beat, Kevin Luke and Deontay Wilder. I beat real fighters. You know, Alu just recently, I just one shot at a kickboxer. These guys would put fucking Chris Cook in the hospital, you know what I mean? The thing is, it wasn't my best day, but I still was good. I kicked his ass out of boxing. That's why I was thinking this is a no-win situation for me. This is a fighter, a champion of my caliber. I'm the greatest boxer in the history of the sport. What am I going to get out of it? Okay, even if I fucking kill this guy, what am I going to get out of it? He's a bum. You know, but then it's just got to the point where he talks so much shit on YouTube. He left me messages. He prank calls. I said, hey, this is this kid needs a beating. I don't care how bad he is. He didn't get beat down. And that right hand that I hit Chris Cook with, that was phenomenal. That was a highlight reel. And then after that, I followed up with three fucking fast hooks. That motherfucker thought a fucking machine gun, assault rifle was hitting him. And he probably thought, it was like a fucking Uzi, man. It was like, blitzed his ass, like, blah, blah, blah. Motherfucker pushed because he couldn't take the fucking punishment. And all it could, I knocked him out. Yeah, all it could, bare knuckle. That was on win number 19. That was vintage. Doric victory. You know, Andrew Hartley, I literally nearly put him in the grave when I hit him with that right hand. Andrew got knocked out, he was cold, put him to sleep. My homie Scotty that recorded me, TKO Deontay Wilder, he was there when I knocked Andrew Hartley out. He said that Hartley was sleeping for 10 minutes. No, he was there the whole time, like when I left. Yeah, because, I don't know, they were going to call the cops or whatever the fuck. I had him in gloves. He refused to go in the ring, and I said to myself, I am not letting this son of a bitch go back to Arkansas until he gets knocked the fuck out. This is it. Boom. Yeah, so, but yeah, which one? Michael Barsky, if you asked me this question before I beat DeJuan, then yeah, my answer would be Michael Barsky. I hated him the most. It's like, that piece of shit. But see, I knocked him out cold. I justice, you know, it was justice, man, not going to nod. It was, you know, I used to spar Michael Barskin. I used to kick his ass in sparring all the time. You see, the thing is, he's a boxer, a TV fighter that always gets knocked out. One second. Me and him had, we used to be friends, unfortunately. I can't believe I was friends with that retard. But we used to be friends, and we used to spar. And we didn't go for a while. We went like 5-10% when we would spar. And each time I would outbox, I would beat him and spar. Like I would. But then, yeah, we had a, it was more like a death match. You know what I mean, it was more like a death match, and I nearly killed him when I hit him with that 1-2. I hit Barsky with the left. He got knocked out, and then I timed him with the right, and then, boom, right hand, I nearly, literally, nearly took his head off. And, it was the relief when I punched him. It was incredible. It was like, I can't even explain it. I can't even explain it. You know what I'm saying? It felt better than holding $1 billion, man. It was fucking... I hated the guy so much that it just, you know, I don't know. I can't, I don't know how to say it. Okay, man, think about you hate somebody. I knew the guy for a decade, and we were friends for a few years, and then we became huge enemies. It was a long story, you know. Over money, he said I owed him $10,000 and all this bullshit, and I'm like, you fucking retard. I'm like, I don't know you shit. And they come down and get knocked out. And but then he saw that, see, Michael Barsky, he may brag all he wants, but he knows that he's a low-level fighter. And then he may never admit it, but you know, and then he saw that I beat Derek the Giant. He saw that, you know, when I knocked out Mayweather the Senior, he saw, you know, all these fights that I've won on video, opponents that would kill him, and he was avoiding me. You know, he didn't want to do it. But then I was drunk one day, and I messaged him on Facebook, and I insulted him for hours, literally hours. I left him so many messages that he was like, "Fuck this." I told him, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna call Tiger's gym right now. Tiger allows this. You're getting knocked out cold on video." Tiger didn't allow it. I said, hey, you know what? Fuck this. We'll do this on the street. I put my belt. That's why I started in the garage, my garage. He kept backing up. You know, I knocked him out cold. Yeah, I walked right through his pussy punches, and I just knocked him out cold. Yeah, no, it was a KO, cold out. Question number 4. What's a win that you think is underrated? Something you don't talk about a lot, but was really great. I talk about my win over Kevin Lewis all the time. That was one of my greatest victories ever. That victory, it was flawless. I mean, sensational victory, sensational. Kevin Lewis, you know, very good boxer, fast, you know, I mean, footwork, head movement, you know. Listen, see, the thing is, let me tell you, he was gun-shy because he wanted to land a bomb on me and then catch me. That's why. But before he can land anything big, he got hit with something a lot bigger. You know what I'm saying? I caught him with that right hand, and then he was done, and then he covered up. He showed up, and then I just went, blah, 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 blah. I was fucking uppercutting him, like fucking seven uppercuts. Yeah, it was 7 uppercuts. Yeah, Armenian heavyweight, he was a lower-level opponent, but the punch that I hit him with would knock out anybody. That hit him in the temple, that I was... Yeah, it looked like I broke his neck. That was brutal. Xavier is a top level fighter. Xavier is he's a Muay Thai kickboxer, like Alu. And Dijon is he's no good. When me and him squared up, you all saw what happened. Man. I connected a right hand, snapped his head back. He grabbed on. He tried a Muay Thai hold me. I hit him 2 more times, and then the guy pushed me. He got his ass beat. He just resorted to shooting tactics. He's a sore loser. You know what I'm saying? He's a sore loser. He lost. He got his ass kicked, and then in the ring he lost. Then he tried to choke me from behind, and his whole boys are that you guys are retards, you know what I mean? And the off topic, you know, not off topic, but you know, off the question there. The delusional guy on Facebook leaving shares, Breezeback or whoever it is, troll. I beat the shit out of Dijon, man. I don't know. Do you need glasses, man? Contact lenses? No. You know what? I think you need mental help. Because I hit Dijon 3 times in the head, and I demolished him, man. And it was my worst day. It was not my best day, all right? And like you saw when I beat Jill Zavala, yeah, like if I fought like that against Dijon would kill him. Jill Zavala would kill him. So Derek Dijon would kill him. Deontay Wilder would beat him, yeah. The thing is, Deontay Wilder and him were friends, and him and Wilder not going to fight. You know what I'm saying? I had one shot at Deontay Wilder. When I beat Jacob, Jacob would murder Dijon. Jacob, when I hit Jacob with that bomb, when I bombed Jacob, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Those were my best days when I beat Carlos Vasquez. Those, like, killer sex, yeah, those were my best days. If against Dijon, it was just not my best day, and I still beat the shit out of him. Can you imagine if I fought him now? I would put him to sleep. You saw the video I posted, him wearing pink gloves. He's sparring some guys. He's so great. Why is he sparring a guy who has literally no, he's not even fighting him. He's sparring him. You know what I'm saying? He's sparring some fucking beginner, not even beginner. This guy was literally like a fucking, yeah, well, he's sparring a beginner. I mean, you consider, you're considering yourself a top level fighter and you're sparring beginners and you're wearing pink gloves, man. I mean, what are you, a faggot, man? Pink gloves? I mean, we all know Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a faggot, but I mean, what, you're a faggot too? You're wearing pink gloves? Come on, man. Fucking hit him with that three-piece, man. Son of a bitch, his fucking legs are fucking buckling, man. Come on, his legs are bite. If he wasn't holding on, he would have fell. Now, will you continue to train while in Ukraine? And do you think you'll be better than ever when you come back, or are you worried you'll be rusty or distracted? I'll be better than ever. I'll be shadow boxing when I'm in my wife's house. After I have sex with my wife, I'll be shadow boxing. I'll make sure I do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not planning to box in Ukraine. I'll take my gloves with me just in case, but I'm not going. I beat everybody in the States, man. I mean, what the fuck? I won 3 fights in March. I won 4 fights in January and beat Jacob in February. In 2014, I won 23 fights. In 2013, I won 15 fights. 2012, I won 12 fights. 2011, I won 13 fights. Come on, man. I deserve a break, man. My fucking fingers are broken. My knuckles are busted. My bones need a fucking rest, man. No, Rusty. You know, like I said, man, I'm the greatest of all time, man. We're talking, you know, you're listening to the GOAT right now, man. We're talking number one pound for pound. I could take 5 years off and all, and I can come back in the ring and look more explosive than ever and put my opponent to sleep. I'm a natural. You know what I mean? A natural champion. Greatest ever. And, no, I'm not going to be rusty. I'll destroy whoever comes my way. Yeah, I just want to talk about my last win, man. All in, man. I mean, it was, you know, like I said, it wasn't, like, I tagged him in the jaw, man. And, you know, it wasn't my best hit. But the thing is, okay, you saw what Mike Tyson did to Mayweather at that fake WBC bullshit? Yeah, he did the same shit. He pulled back punches. He did the same shit. And I was like, here you go. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I held power back. It was just out of reaction. I just went boom. It was speed. It was all speed. It was like boom. Like, I hit him with, like, 10, 15% power. You understand? 10% of my power stopped the guy. Yeah, and he looked pretty. Maybe it was more than 10%. Maybe it was, like, 20%. I don't know. He looked mad. He looked angry. He was in a fighting stance. He was knuckled up. And the thing is, I had my backpack on. I had one glove on. because we agreed to fight, and he was already gloved up. I'm like, oh, so I'm putting my gloves on. The cameraman was like lifting weights somewhere there. I found some. I asked around. I'm like, yo, can you record me? Be the show. Okay. Yeah, he said, yeah, I'll do it. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to put my gloves on and call the cameraman. So then this son of a bitch had a nerve to, like, pull, he, like, shadow boxed in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I just went, boom, I just hit him. I just hit him, and I expected him to continue after that. I was expecting him. But see, if he threw something back at me after that, I would have, after that. I'd have knocked him out. Yeah, good thing he didn't throw anything back, because then if I knocked him out cold, then I had a glove on, and then the other hand, I didn't have a glove to, you know, they would have considered it a bare knuckle win. See, that gym is very cool. That gym is, that's the best gym. That's the better gym than when I beat Jones and Waller. And that TV EFC fighter, and it's a much better gym where I beat Kevin Wilk and Asian Muscle at. Because, let me tell you, that gym, it's by the ghetto, and you saw the fighters that beat there. They got nothing but professional boxers, professional kickboxers, professional MMA fighters, real underground fighters, real professional underground fighters, and they got a bunch of gangbangers going there. They're down to fight anytime. However, they're afraid of me. They saw what I did to Jacob. They saw what I did to that bald black guy, the 205 pounder. And they all saw that. And no, not on the video. They saw it. They were there in person. They seen it. They seen how fucking strong I am and fast I am. They're all like, yeah, fuck that. And then when I come back there and I challenge all these guys, they're like, they pass. You know what I'm saying? Okay, when I come back from Ukraine with my wife, said she was going to be there. She was like, oh, my God, you know, man, I love my wife. You don't understand. I'm going to knock people out. I'm going to put people to sleep in front of her. Yeah, this is it. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know. They're going to sleep. In front of my wife, yeah. So it's going to be like that guy I knocked out right outside my house, Tim, I don't want to say his full name, fuck that motherfucker. Tim Zotson, man, he tried to press charges on me until he tried to get a restraining order on me, and the judge refused it. He took me to court. He said that, he called me a boxing champion in court. He said, boxing champion. Charlie Zelenoff, he assaulted me and shit like that. Assaulted you. You started the altercation, motherfucker. What assault, man. And, But that's what I'm going to be doing in the ring, and that's what I'm going to be doing in the gyms. And, but again, these box rec rings, man, these the liability, they're pussies, man. I call them, like, see all the fights I went on video at the gym? We go full out and I kick all their asses. You know, okay, maybe I held back a little bit. I maybe go 70-80%. But the thing is, these gyms are like real shit. You just go down there and there's real fighters there, and you just see, like, Alu. I punched this guy in the face. I didn't have to get any gym approval. I didn't have to get any owner approval. I didn't have to fucking wait weeks for a call back. I call these idiots fucking, you know what I'm saying? Okay, EJ let me fight in his ring because he thought his fighters would beat me, and they both lost. Dijon and Derek both. Derek got humiliated. Dijon got humiliated. And Derek especially. They both lost. EJ is my enemy. EJ is, he's boxer X fighter. He's underground. He's both. I don't know. He's a retard. I don't know. He was mentioning Marcus Maidana at the world title fight against me, Dijon. He's a tard. I mean, come on, you got the greatest boxer of all time defending his world championship. You're gonna mention some fucking midget Maidana? Who the fuck is Maidana? Come on, man. I mean, what's wrong with these people, man? The guy I'm beating in the ring would I mean, as much as I hate the genre, I mean, come on, I mean, he would obviously knock out Maidana. I mean, I'd beat his ass. I would put Maidana in the morgue. You know what I mean? I would kill Mayweather and Pacquiao. They're none of my league. I would kill Klitschko. What kind of music gets you pumped up to fight? If you had a high production style fight, what would be your entrance music? Well, when I fought Carlos Vasquez, I believe you all heard it was rap. It was a rap song. I hate rappers personally. I haven't knocked out a rapper, but well, what am I gonna listen to? Fucking Mozart, Beethoven? You know, what the fuck am I gonna listen to? I like the beats. I actually like rap instrumentals more than I like the rap songs, because they talk about bullshit, gold chains and all this bullshit. You know, they just talk about bullshit. Everything they say is red bandana, I got shot 19 times, all this fucking bullcrap. Yeah, no, I don't like the lyrics. But, No, like, I listen to rap, like, because I just like the beats. I like the music, but I don't pay attention to the horse shit they say. But, yeah. If you could make any fight in the world, which fight would you want most? Klitschko, Dijon rematch, Wilder rematch? Klitschko. Because I already beat Wilder and I already beat Dijon. Yeah, Klitschko, he's been ducking me for years. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now that fight, like, now that I beat, okay, Wilder and Dijon would beat Klitschko. I beat Wilder and Dijon. But see, the thing is, with Klitschko getting moral victory, I think Klitschko is terrible. I think he's tough. He's not coordinated. He's slow. Vastly overrated jab, vastly overrated power. Did you see my jab? When I jabbed that 205-pound heavyweight, that jab is harder than some heavyweight hooks, man. But that guy nearly got knocked out. At least dropped. I knew he knocked him out with a jab. He walked into that shit. He flew the fuck away. Yeah, so my jab is better than Klitschko's. My hooks are a lot harder, or a lot faster than Klitschko's. I mean, come on. I'm so much more explosive, so much better. I mean, but why am I even discussing this, man? I mean, of course I'm better than Klitschko, man. But I'm better than both Klitschko's, man. You know, I still want to knock Klitschko out, but I've been so much better competition that now it's irrelevant. If a zone off Klitschko ever happens, great. I win by knockout. If it never happens, whatever. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat his sparring partner. I beat Dijon. I beat Joe Zavala. I beat Kevin Luka. I beat Alu. Alu would kill Klitschko, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he quit. He got hit with like 10-15% of my power, and then he quit. Yeah, because that's Charlie Zelenov hitting him. If Klitschko hit him, he would hit Klitschko back and knock Klitschko out. Klitschko's not as good as Charlie Zelenov. Is it true that Derek the Giant retired after fighting you? I don't know exactly, but I think he did. Yeah, because EJ is, I don't know. EJ is a fucking retard. You can't take that guy's word. But I don't know. I do believe I retired him. Because he would have put some, if he fought somebody, he would have put it on YouTube. He would have uploaded the footage. But yeah, he went, MIA, he's gone. And, I mean, think about it. I mean, everybody listens to this radio. I mean, if you got that kind of ass whooping that I gave Derek the Giant, would you want to box after that? You know, I don't like Derek the Giant. I hate him. He's an enemy, just like Wilder and all them. No, I hate Wilder more, obviously, and I hate Dijon more, and I hate Lebarski more. But Derek the Giant, that's my best win of all time. I mean, that and Joe as well. But if I literally had a pick one, if I literally had a shit. Well, I went a headshots on Derek the Giant. I mean, come on. I went a headshots. Against Joe, I looked so sharp. I don't know, man. It's like a fucking tie. It's like literally two of my best wins ever. You know, I had so many great wins. But back to question number three. Which opponent do you personally dislike the most? Old Cut, Harley DeJean. Dude, I hate all of them, man. I kicked all their asses. I mean, like, you know, that's another great thing about my boxing career. I beat all my enemies, man. You know what I'm saying? I beat all my enemies. It's like, I could retire 70, I don't know, but 50 knockouts, that's a great record to retire to, but I'm not gonna. And the last victory coming against a lethal fucking kickboxer with one punch, man. I mean, fuck. I mean, if I retired right now, that would literally be like, that would just be like retiring on top. It's like, you know, like, let's say some basketball. Say Michael Jordan never came back to the Wizards. You know, when that shot against the Bulls, he made it against when he crossed over Russell. And he made that shot, and the Bulls won that championship. I mean, put it like this. If I would retire right now from boxing, it would be a better ending than what the Bulls did to the Jazz in 1998 when Michael Jordan scored that shot. Yeah, it would be like a storybook fucking. Now I'm moving in with my wife. It would. But guess what? Bad news, haters. I'm not retiring. Because I have a goal. And a big goal. And that goal is to get to the 100 now. I'm only 21 wins away. 100 or no, it's my dream. It's been, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. 100, yeah, when I get to 100, I'll retire. Even then, probably temporarily. But it's good that I'm going to take a break. You know, when I'm dealing with my wife in Ukraine, I was on Skype with her today. Oh, my God. I'm just so lucky. My baby's so beautiful, so sexy. I love her so much. She loves me so much. We're the ideal couple. We're a match that God made in heaven, you know, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, God. I love you, God. Give me the most beautiful wife. You know, it's just, you know, wow. Just wow. I'm going to be holding her in my arms so tight and be kissing her, making love to her, treating her right, taking care of her, you know what I mean? This is it. My wife is the most important thing in my life, you know. I'd do anything for her. I'd risk my own life for her. I'd literally do anything for her. You know what I'm saying? That's my baby. My baby, Darius, 7 months. This girl is madly in love with me. But I talked to her mother privately, like when she wasn't even there, she didn't even listen to the conversation. Her mom told her. She said my daughter loves you so much. She said that, you know, she's just head over heels for you. She, you know. And she said that my wife and I talked to me. She says she wants me to get her pregnant, even this month. She says that she's ready for a baby. I'm going to be a father. Yeah, I'm ready. So, I'm already a husband. I'm gonna be a dad soon. Hey, guess what? I'm still gonna continue fucking people on. I will bare knuckle and I hit the last recorded fight that I beat the heavyweight. I beat him with gloves on. But then during the fight, it's all one victory. We took off the gloves, we had an argument, and I punched the bare knuckle, jabbed him really hard. I beat him with gloves, I beat him without gloves, but the last win was bare knuckle. Well, the last win, I had a glove on, and I had one hand didn't have a glove. And he came up and tried to shadow box for me, and I just striked him. You know what I'm saying? So, but that was in a gym, and he had gloves on. So that's a boxing match. That's a boxing match. You know, everything's a boxing match. Fuck. Bare knuckle boxing. When I beat Teardrop, that was a boxing match. That was a boxing match on the street. That was a street fight boxing match. That was a boxing match. when I knocked out Muscle, that was a bare knuckle boxing match. I knocked him out cold. Everything was a boxing match. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. Yeah, and Floyd Mayweather Jr., I just want to say that you and your dad, you're both delusional clowns. I'm proud to say that I knocked your father out. Your father is a cocky piece of shit just like you. And I knocked him out, and you did not do a goddamn thing about it. I beat Derek the Giant. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Joe Zavala. All three of these motherfuckers would kill you. Imagine what I would do to you. You're a joke, Floyd. You and Pacquiao are a joke, okay? You're a fucking clown. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the best. Best boxer to ever waste some gloves. Number one, pound for pound. Number one. Hands down, I mean, like I said, 2 to 10. The drop-off is so, it's such a huge drop-off that there's no point in even discussing who's number two, who's number three, who's number four. Yeah, no point in discussing. But actually, yeah, Southpaw Silva, I wouldn't want to rematch. I mean, yeah, I kicked his ass, but I wouldn't want to rematch him because I would want to knock him out. I've seen him after. He didn't. He said he didn't want to rematch, but if I see him at that gym where I'm literally annihilating opposition, oh, yeah, he's going to sleep. He's going to sleep. See, in a ring, I would definitely catch him. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm unbeatable. I would beat him 100 out of 100 times. I already beat him once. I wouldn't beat him, but I want to knock him out. He can't beat me. He would get outboxed again if it didn't. But in a ring? Oh, yeah. Southpaw Silva goes to sleep. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Southpaw Silva? Can't match this skill. He got skill, but not, his skill is not, not, I mean, hey, did the punch that 7-2. He landed the, let me see, he landed 2 punches that one. I went 7. So, I mean, it was lopsided on points. I knocked down, didn't do shit. I got right back up. You know what I'm saying? I crushed him. I hit him. I hit him with the jab. I hit him in the face. I turned southpaw and hit him in the face. That was incredible. Now that's skill that Floyd Mayweather Jr. can only dream of. See, Mayweather, he has all these fake pro wins. He lost in what, the Olympics, the amateurs. I literally never lost a fight. Nobody ever beat me. Dude, nobody ever got the better of me in sparring. I've physically never, ever lost a fight. Okay, pro fights, I'm 79-0. Pro underground fights, I'm 79-0, 50 knockouts. And sparring doesn't count. Sparring is training. Okay, fine, even in sparring, I got the better of every single opponent that I've sparred. Street fights, before, like, when I was, like, in high school, I beat everybody. I've never, ever lost a fight. Never. Undefeated, 79. Charlie's all else. The greatest. This is it. 6 days, I kissed myself off. Well deserved. 79 wins, 0 losses.